Well, I have a theory Schleid and Schwann and Verko agree with, that all living things have basic cells. Yeah, Anton believes it, the first to see it. Hook was wowed by a cork when he put it under a microscope. Plants have cellular walls, but we don't need them at all. Our little membranes are flexible and strong. They pack their vacuoles in with chloroplasts. They begin collecting sunlight, afraid of the dark again. Now I gain control, grab the joystick and manage the nucleus, deciding what comes in there and who should leave. It's exclusive access. Genetic glow sticks provided by the chromatin. The nucleolus brings the ribs. Plants have cellular walls, but we don't need them at all. Our little membranes are flexible and strong. They pack their vacuoles in with chloroplasts. They begin collecting sunlight, afraid of the dark again. Outside the envelope, waiting in the cytoplasm, the mitochondria treat you like a meal while they try to convert you into something real. Taste it. The longer you stand waiting in the cytoplasm, lysosomes look at you like your bacteria. They're little round structures filled with chemicals that don't feel. They're aiming to break you down. La na 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 na. Flexible and strong. Na 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 na. Mr. Nucleolus brings the ribosomes that make proteins. They take an endoplasmic trip around the cell on reticulum 19. You know they're received, cause the Golgi bodies put them in these vesicles and fill the need. Plants have cellular walls, but we don't need them at all. Our little membranes are flexible and strong. They pack their vacuoles in with chloroplasts. They begin collecting sunlight, afraid of the dark again. Na 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 na.